listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Is Seattle Mariner jersey today? They eulogize the Astros. The Killer G's eulogize the 2024 Houston Astros season. Here's a little bit of a sample. Joe George, our friend, with one of the eulogies.
We are gathered here today, on April 26, 2024, just 26 games into the 2024 season, to say goodbye to our beloved Houston Astros. Seven straight ALCS appearances, two World Series championships. You still lead the league in hits. You still get a lot of guys on base. You still have a lot of really cool players on the team.
All right, that's enough. But that's just enough, like George. Really cool players in a funeral eulogy. I thought the way he started, Blankers, they were getting married.
Yeah, I did too. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
I thought they were getting married with some other Major League Baseball team. Not that there's anything wrong with that in 2024. All right, so we're going to pick up where they left off and improve on what they did. Who wants to give the first eulogy to the Houston Astros?
I'll take it if no one else wants to go first.
Have at it.
Go for it, Brian.
Every new season comes with new hopes, new dreams, and a renewed sense that maybe this year could be our year. But not all hopes are realized, and it's those dying, unrealized dreams that shape and push forward the versions of ourselves that emerge from the ashes. Those ashes we emerge from now are blue and orange because the Astros season is over. We have to come to terms with that. We may shed tears, we may cry to the gods, but we must accept this difficult truth because we can't build something new until we let go of what's been lost. The season is lost. The dynasty is dead. But that doesn't mean the heroics of those who held the line were wasted or their efforts in vain. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Justin Verlander, we see you, we hear you, and we will always remember you. Goodbye to batting order debates. Goodbye to back of the baseball card consternation. Goodbye to the 2024 Houston Astros. St. Peter will soon have 26 men in scoring position waiting to get past those pearly gates. Let's just hope heaven's batter eye is good enough so that our Astros don't get left on those great bases in the sky.
Man. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
That's a 9-8.
That was in depth.
That's a 9-8.
Wow.
I don't have that in my bag, but I'll try. Blankers, you want to go? Would you like me to go?
No, you go. I'm not fine. That was unbelievable.
Big shoes to fill. That's why they call him Tremac. Today is a hard day. The golden era of Houston Astro baseball is no longer with us. To our hive, thank you all for being here. I once heard it said, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. In 2017, the golden era of Houston Astro baseball began with the first World Series in franchise history. In 2022, the Local 9 added another trophy to the case as the dynasty was cemented. During that time, seven straight trips to the ALCS. To their very last days, the golden era gave us joy, happiness, purpose as baseball fans in Houston. The Astros taught us to be arrogant, to mock fans of rival American League teams. While the golden era is dead, we have seen death in this organization. No playoff appearances until the 80s, Drayton McClain's desire to deplete a farm system, Tim Purpura's ability to do literally nothing, and a few fans in attendance while the TV ratings dipped to zero. The golden era was always busy, a team in constant motion, but never too busy to share their love for the city. When Houstonians were suffering during the recovery of Hurricane Harvey, it was those Astros that lifted us up. The golden era continually broadened their horizons with daring decisions. Trackman, Trash Can, Tobman, and now Bagwell. The golden era was always on the edge of innovation. The golden era could relate to people from all walks of life. The best era in team history in the most diverse city in the country. In victory, the golden era shared credit. When they lost, they shouldered the blame. They accepted that failure as part of living a full life, but taught us never to be defined by failure. They showed us how setbacks can strengthen. So while the likes of Altuve, Verlander, Yordan, Fromber, even the ones that have left us like Correa, Springer, and Cole, all of them may live on, but the golden era has died. Golden Era, we're going to remember you for bringing us happiness, joy, in the first two World Series titles. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that we were lucky enough to have seven of our best years.
Well said, Brother Jeremy. Well
said. Both of you guys. I mean, to follow you both up, I know now the end is near. And I know we face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, for which I'm certain. We've had a golden era run that's full, where we've traveled each and every ballpark. And more, much more than that, we always did it our way. Regrets? Sure, we've had a few. Damaged garbage cans and a TV or two. But in the end, with too many positives to mention, we did what we had to do. We saw it through, without exemption. Planned and charted each course, each careful step along the byway. But far, much farther than that, they always did it their way. And now we're faced with those footsteps in the sand, and always tracing the memories we leave behind. Not knowing the tidal wave would wash us out before we could even get behind yet again in another game in the first inning. The fact is that this run has been phenomenal. And it's been hard to say goodbye to yesterday. But what's more, much more than that, we always did it the Astros way.
Thank you, Brother Joel.
Did you do that off the top of your head?
Completely.
Have the lyrics memorized?
I was so ticked off right now that I didn't write a complete sermon that I did the mad scramble.
So you know Frank Sinatra's Our Way, top of your dome?
To be completely 100% honest, that was my dad's favorite song. We played it at my dad's funeral, and I actually studied those lyrics as part of getting ready to like speak for my dad at the funeral. So yeah, I was very well versed in the Sinatra song for sure.
That's pretty good that you pull off that Sinatra song. Yeah,
well done.
If any of the Hive have things that they would like to say about the death of the Golden Era, 713-780-ESPN. Don't let this day be a sad day. Let it be a happy day. And we'd like to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Also, Bregman didn't like the suggestion that he's reeling in a contract year. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. It's that time of year where the grass is growing faster than you'd like to keep up with it. You're wasting your valuable time dealing with your stupid yard, the stupid weeds, all the dead spots, all of this stuff that you don't want to spend your weekends doing. Well, stop doing it and make your lawn better. Well, how are you going to do that? You're going to do that with Sinlawn because it looks better. It's easier to maintain. In fact, it's almost no maintenance at all. Sinlawn is here so you can get your weekends back. Sinlawn, the evolution of the AstroTurf that was made popular by the Astrodome. And now Sinlawn, Sinlawn, wants to improve your lifestyle and make your yard look way better. Stop mowing, stop pulling weeds, stop throwing money into an ugly yard that you're embarrassed to people seeing, and have a great yard year-round. Sinlawn Artificial Grass is the best on the market. They offer a lifetime warranty, products that are top shelf, made in the USA. The people are great, too. They're also fully insured, fully bonded. They have their own in-house crews. You don't have to contract anything out, which is always super annoying whenever you have work being done on your house and they're going to contract something out. It always turns into a nightmare story. Don't have to worry about that with Sinlawn. Sinlawn's number one priority is making their customers happy. Sinlawn is perfect for your yard. It looks beautiful all the time. I saw one done the other day with pavers. I saw one done with some like a mulch with some flowers around the fence line. Whatever you want to do, they're going to figure out how to make it work, and it's going to look great. Perfect for your yard, however you want to get it done, whether it's the patio, maybe the kids' playground. You don't have to worry about your pets tracking mud inside. You don't have to worry about your kids tracking mud inside the house anymore either. How about that putting green? Putting green that you've always wanted. You can get that in your backyard as well with Sinlawn. Head to 975sinlawn.com to learn more. 975sinlawn.com. 975sinlawn.com to get started on that yard of your dreams. Sinlawn. Control the process from yarn to yard.
ESPN 97.5. You You found the killer bees. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Everybody liked the eulogies. Brian, someone said that they want to read, they want you to be the person who eulogizes at their funeral. Well, hurry up and die, dude. You can do it.
Make some extra coin, Brian.
I sure, if you want to die, I'll go ahead and take that check.
You know what Yogi Berra used to say about funerals? You better go to theirs or they won't go to yours.
It's a good point.
It's a good point, that Yogi Berra. Thanks for change to Golden Era. I don't know what that means, really. Hockley Dan, Branham, Blank, and Tremac, those words touch my soul, and I believe I can let go of the Golden Era and embrace the as-is product on the field and accept these Astros for who they are, our team. Thank you. Great eulogy, guys. And why do y'all act like the season is over? Have you looked at the AL West? I don't think the season's over. We're just having a little fun at the Astros' sake. Although it doesn't feel great. These last few games doesn't feel very good. Did you hear what Alex Bregman said yesterday? Bregman was asked about, you know, struggles and does it have anything to do with being in the contract year, et cetera, et cetera. Bregman said, I find zero pressure in regards to playing in a contract year. I play the game to be an elite player in the game. I could give a bad word about anything about playing, but playing at a high level. The only thing I want to do is play baseball at a high level as long as I can play the game at a high level. I find zero pressure in anything besides the pressure I put on myself to perform at a high level every single day, regardless of the year, contract year, whatever. I don't give a bad word. I want to play baseball at a high level and play the game well as long as I can play the game and win. Got a little snappy at the suggestion that he might be reeling in a contract year, Blankers.
It just tells me without him saying it, that he's pressing. It doesn't mean because if it's a contract year or not, but he said he wants to be an elite player and that he is, you know, that his desire and the way that he's going about his business is kind of also what TK was saying, which we've always said, which is he likes to tinker anyway. He's always trying to change something up or, you know, adjust something. But now the fact that he doesn't have any home runs, he's horrible with runners in scoring position, and the fact that he's in a contract year, there's no doubt whether he wants to admit it publicly or not. You can put whatever tag you or moniker on it. Is it because it's a contract year or it's just because you want to be an elite player? But you suck right now and you're pressing.
Yeah, he's been a notoriously slow starter. But this year, it's worse than it's ever been. He's had a few hits these last couple of days. He's had three hits now. He hadn't squared any of them up. One was with Altuve running, and he hit it into a vacated right side of the infield. Then he had that little bloop 60-degree down the right field line into no man's land. He's not having a very good start to the season offensively. 216 average, 293 on base. He's slugging 273. He's slugging less than he gets on base. His OPS is 566. It's horrific. It's bad. It's awful. And he's costing himself lots of money. I think it was Junior Broncos yesterday in the Twitch that asked us how much money is Alex Bregman losing. I think a lot. I think that the numbers that were mentioned with Alex Bregman's contract were inflated to begin with. Like, everybody threw out this $300 million deal. He was never getting $300 million. But he's costing himself a ton of money. Absolutely. Maybe not AAV, but in terms of total contract, yes, he is costing himself millions.
I was going to say, it went from millions to tens of millions in my book. He's reducing it by tens of millions of dollars because both in years, AAV, total deal, everything, there's not a team in baseball, no matter how much they might be enamored with what he's done previously and what he brings to the table as an all-around third baseman with the defense. There's no way teams aren't seeing this and going, I'm not paying him $150 million right now the way he's swinging the bat, and I'm certainly not doing it for 5 years or more because you sure hope that this is just a one-year deal, but you can't be sure.
No. Do you think he's going to turn it around?
I have a hard time believing he's going to be anywhere close to even last year's stats at the end of the year. I don't see it.
Yeah. I think it's I think he's going to turn it around. I don't think he'll get the counting stats that he had, but I think he'll get it going.
But like to his own quotes, Jeremy, I don't think he's going to be elite. I think he'll be average.
His final numbers, probably, but I mean playing at a higher level, I think so. And I don't think he's ever been. I think the only 2 years he's been elite was 18 and 19.
19 for sure. Yeah.
Like since the end of 2019, he's been a good third baseman. Like he's been super solid. Like he's a really good offensive player, solid offensive player, and then he's really good defensively. But in terms of like an elite third baseman in baseball, he hasn't been that since the late 2010s. I mean, let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. Like everybody, well, Bregman's. You know, people still act like whenever people were throwing around $300 million on Alex Bregman's contract, everybody was acting like Alex Bregman was still 2018, 2019 Alex Bregman. Let me run the numbers here. Since 2020, since the COVID year, this is a massive sample. It's over 2,000 plate appearances. It's over 1,750 at-bats. In that time, in the last five seasons, four and a half seasons, if you want to call it COVID, a half year, and you haven't played much of this season, but since 2020, over 2,000 plate appearances, Alex Bregman's a 259 hitter with a 358 on base and 434 slugging, 792 OPS. That's solid. That's borderline good. Is that elite to great? No, not even close.
No, agreed. And I think that's the reality. That's the reality that everybody has to face. Yeah, you love him. Yeah, he did a lot of great things here. But yeah, there's a reason why the Astros were very hesitant before we even saw what we've seen so far this season to entertain the kind of numbers that he and his agent are looking for or were thinking were going to be something that they would need in order to sign here again. And now it's the danger that you face when you bet on yourself. And the Astros have played their cards the right way so far, regardless of how he's performed. But right now, no matter how he performs from now through the rest of the regular season, unless you get an owner with a wild hair that just loves him because he's Alex Bregman, I don't think that he's going to get any. I think he's cost himself $20-30 million easy.
3311 Bagwell would extend Breggy because of the back of his baseball card. You know, I would offer Alex Bregman $60 million 4-year deal right now. Right now. You can have $60 million 4-year. That's your extension. $15 million per. You can have it right now, Bregman.
And he, as bad as he's been,
I would offer him that.
He'd be offended too. Yeah.
Oh, he wouldn't. Yeah, they would spit at that.
Yep.
Like, yeah, they wouldn't even bat an eye. They would rip that up probably. But I would throw that out there. I would if now you might be, you know, maybe you don't throw it out there because you think you're going to insult him and
right.
You want him to be happy, et cetera, et cetera. But if Bregman – let me flip it. If Bregman came to me right now and said, I will sign a $60 million 4-year deal this moment, I would do that. I know he's been bad, but I would do that.
Yeah, because I think that defensively is one thing, that he's still a better-than-average third baseman. And I think that if he could just relax and stop worrying about gaining weight and changing the plane of his swing – and just get back to a guy that's got a real solid eye at the plate that can make good contact, I think that he could fit well with the rest of this team because of the talent that's in this lineup. And I think for the next couple of years, I wouldn't be that concerned about him not being at least, you know, a notch above average, but being good enough for what you need.
Fuentes says we might get him on a 1-year deal if the market is dry enough. You might be right.
Like, I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true.
Now it could be a higher AAV. I mean, it also depends on how he finishes the season. 713-780 ESPN. The golden era was not always pretty, but always great, but never as much worse than late. Like most things in life, not always given its flowers, but rings and trophies never lose their powers. The memories were great and always cherished. Never thought washed-up Hall of Famers running the team would be why it perished. That's well done.
I wonder pretty if that good.
Was, I wonder if that was ChatGPT. I wonder if that was a little AI there.
Oh, good. That's a good call.
I'm curious if that might have been that. Astros will catch fire after the All-Star break. I certainly hope so. Do you think this team is capable of winning 10, 15 in a row, climbing back in the race? That's a bit lofty, 10, 15 in a row, but maybe like 15 out of 18? Maybe like 17 out of 22? Like that type of stretch? Maybe not necessarily 10 in a row, but where you go 17 and 5 in a 22
game. Yeah, you sprinkle
stretch
in a loss here and there, but if you get that rotation to be the kind of guys that we're talking about in the next week or two, it's realistic to think that you can run off, and because the division is within reach still, that you could run off to the numbers you were speaking about, say 8 out of 10, and then, you know, go on the next and go 7 out of 10, and then just start stacking. Win series. We've talked about that all the time. Don't be desperate enough to say you got to win every game, but if you start winning series after series, you're going to get back in this thing.
Yeah. Junior says we need a 30 and 10 run. You're looking at it's 3 out of every 4. I can figure out the math on that. Alex says start with 2 in a row first. That's a good point. That's a really
no
good
doubt.
Point. One step at a time. It's a casual baseball fan. As a casual baseball fan who's learning the game, can you clarify what a 4A player is? It's a player that's a fringe big leaguer. Like, he's a good AAA player. He's not a good big leaguer, so you label him a 4A player. That he's better than a AAA guy, but he's not as good a major league guy, and he's stuck in this purgatory known as 4A, which is probably a J.P. France type. Jason Lane was that guy. He was a 4A guy. John Singleton is a 4A guy.
Cabbage might be that guy.
Cabbage is probably a good call as a 4A guy that the Astros currently have. That's kind of all off the top of my head, but that's what that means. Better than AAA, not as good as Major League Baseball. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. It's time for the Wheel of Bits. You never know what you're going to get with the Wheel of Bits, but you do know that it's going to be great. What's in store today? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, a moment here for Vanderford Air, because Vanderford Air is not only one of the newer members to the ESPN family, but Vanderford Air is someone that you guys need to know about because they can be so helpful to you, and you guys know what to do. You need to memorize their number and understand how to get to them, because we know what we're dealing with when we're in Houston, Texas, and that is excessive heat. And we deal with a ton of heat for a ton of the year, and when your air conditioning unit goes on the fritz and it goes down, the wrong time to not have the number is right then and there. You need to save it and go to Vanderford Air, because they take care of you every step of the way. They're going to be there within 24 hours of you calling them. You got a plumbing issue, an HVAC issue, you need a part or an entire unit replaced. You call them, and within 24 hours, they're at your doorstep. It's not going to be, hey, we'll be there next week. Hey, it's going to take us 7 days. We're backloaded with calls. Nope. You call them within 24 hours. They are at your door to do what they need to do for you. That's phenomenal. That's a guarantee in itself. But the other thing that I really love is, from a complete repipe to a complete new air conditioning and HVAC system to all the repairs in between and the parts that go with it, everything is guaranteed. That's what you want when you're going to a business, when you're needing people to do things for you, is that you don't want to get screwed. You don't want to be left holding the bag. You want to make sure you go to a company that's reliable, that's trustworthy, that's going to do great work. And when they don't, they're going to give you your money back. That's what they do at Vanderford Air. 100% money back guarantee. It is the best guarantee in the business, because it's an exclusive test drive guarantee. No matter what, the risk is on them, not you. That's why they have a customer trust guarantee. It's the best value at the lowest cost to you. The comfort assurance guarantee that even the temperature will be exactly what they say it's going to be. Everything's going to work to a top level. Quality workmanship guarantee. Their people are going to do it right the first time, and make sure it works and works well. Their performance guarantee is also based on their employees, the parts, and the absolute and the units and all the things that they do to make the job done right. 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's why I tell you to memorize this number. 281-557-COOL. 281-557-COOL. Put it in your phone now, because you never know when you're going to need it. Matter of fact, you might want to call them and get your system tuned up before we get to those triple digits. Either way, you're going to want to call them if anything ever goes wrong or you want something done. 281-557-COOL or VanderfordAir.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
It's the Killer Bees, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous spin.
Let's play Is It Bush League?
What an enormous spin. That Bob Barker, man. He could magnify some things, huh? He could sensationalize some things. Spin of the wheel. What a enormous.
Enormous spin.
What do you say, Bush League? That's right, Bush League.
Yeah, Bush League or not.
All right, a couple of things that we can bring up here. Is it Bush League playing your phone or iPad with sound on in a public setting?
Absolutely.
Yes, it absolutely.
Is. Without question. People do this in the gym. People do this on the walking trails in and around our neighborhood. I've seen a woman doing it in the grocery store, and I'm just like, why not get some headphones? I don't care what kind, but why do we all have to be subjected to like what you want to listen to when we're just minding our own damn business? There's a dude in the gym that plays like headbanging Twisted Sister and all kinds of like acid rock the entire time. It's like, bro, just get some headphones.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Bush League. I ran into this in the airport the other day. We were waiting for our flight, and the lady next to me was just playing TikTok videos on her phone out loud. And I thought that was Bush League. I thought that was a Bush League thing to do. Now, is it Bush League if it's a kid? Like a 5-year-old at a dinner table?
Well,
at a restaurant?
First of all, that's kind of a no-no in our house anyway, that the dinner table is always no place for electronics. But we got headphones for the girls. So in the just in case that, you know, because, you know, a lot of times if you are out in no man's land shopping or whatever and the little one decides to blow a tirade, if you can get them, get the headphones and the iPad, it can pretty settle them down pretty quickly. So we have headphones for the girls for that very reason.
Yeah, I think it's Bush League too. Like the most common time you see it is a kid at a restaurant, I think. I still think it's Bush League. Like, you're putting your enjoyment of your kid not crying ahead of everybody else's well-being.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, we're going to have to hear Bluey and Miss Rachel and Teletubbies
Peppa
and Elmo.
Pig.
But would you rather hear that or them screaming?
I'd rather them not be inside the restaurant.
Well,
I don't want to hear either
that
one of them.
That part's fair. Yeah,
like,
fair.
You can either control your kid, or if he's going to be, he or she is going to be crying, then you shouldn't be going to the restaurant.
Well, okay? Or, like, I've been there many times.
Or headphones, like blankers. That's fine.
Either headphones or, at a certain point, I pick them up, I take them outside. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, everybody else
How bad
have
do you whoop
deal.
Them?
No, none of that at all. Just walk them around, get them to settle down, get them to say, hey, we're going back in there now. But not the entire restaurant doesn't need to hear all of that or the screaming until they calm down.
It's like the remember when David Stern asked that to Jim Rohn, when was the last time you beat your wife?
Did he really?
Question. Yeah, yeah. David Stern was pretty salty. I think Rome asked him a question that was kind of challenging, and he responded by, when was the last time you beat your wife?
Ooh.
You don't remember that?
I don't.
I'm surprised that you don't remember that.
Yeah, and David Stern, believe me, he was one of the greatest. Clyde's up there, too. But he was one of the greatest. At every time he was in public, it was like the Happy Gilmore, his competitor, that whenever the cameras were on or whatever like that, he was just the most straight-laced, fun-loving kind of guy. Man, I was in some meetings. I'll tell you what.
Wasn't Clyde the guy that said clubbing baby seals on a broadcast?
Yeah, that was Clyde. Yeah.
No,
that.
But I'm saying, like, we had league meetings once or twice a year, and I forget one of the guys on Stern's staff did something, or he said it was going to be business casual, and one of his guys decided to wear jeans. He lit him up in a room of about 350 to 500 people and just ripped him. And we were all just like, ooh, wow, never seen that before. Yeah, behind the scenes, David Stern could get real dicey real quick.
You worked in the NBA. What team?
Several. Jeremy, several.
Yeah. I was going to say something else about the headphones, but I don't think anybody has an objection to that. Honey Glaze Branham, what about a coworker playing games on her phone without sound at work?
Wasn't Honey Glaze Branham the one that wanted us to help him get someone fired?
It's the same girl.
Yeah.
She still hadn't been fired.
We almost. Oh, no, that was.
I don't mind if somebody is playing a game on their phone without sound. That doesn't bother me. Like,
yeah, it's none of my business. Honestly, like, it's the boss's job to figure out whether she's a good employee or not. It's fine.
Now, if it's influencing my workload, like I have to work more because of that, then I'm probably gonna have a conversation with her. And then if that doesn't fix it, then probably take it to superiors. But I don't have, like, from an annoyance point of view, if it's not adding more work to my plate, I don't care if they're playing a game on their phone without sound. Now, if there's sound there, we have an issue.
Yep.
All right, next Bush League or not, going to the movies before noon on a weekday. Is this Bush League or not?
I don't think so. I think that for a variety, if you're off of work or you have nothing else to do and you want to go catch a flick, and the fact that normally the matinees are cheaper too, then I don't think that's a problem. I think that if that's the way someone wants to see a movie, then so be it.
Get a job, you bum. Get a job.
What if they're on Twitch?
Movies before. What do you mean if they're on Twitch?
They don't have a job.
Yeah. Some people do stream for a living, though, on their Twitch. No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't go to the movies then. If you don't have a job, then you shouldn't be going to the movies because you're using some money on things that, you know, you're taking away from necessities for your entertainment.
What if you got a vacation day?
For your luxuries. What's that?
You got a vacation day. There's a movie you've been dying to see. You haven't had time to see it.
You're going
to
take a vacation day to go watch a movie.
I think there are people out there that would.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
I've done that multiple times.
There you go.
You've taken a vacation day to go watch a movie?
I have.
My goodness. I take my vacation days to go work like a hard working man.
And I've seen
like
a movie before noon this week, this very week.
This week?
So that's why it's here.
Peeling back the curtain, that's why that's in here, because Jeremy knows that.
Yeah.
Was it a Marvel movie?
No,
yeah, it was Jason Statham.
Or Jason Statham, right.
No, actually it wasn't. It was a Civil War.
Oh, boy.
Didn't that happen a long time ago?
Well, yes, that one did.
Documented, I think.
That one did. It's not a documentary, no. It's a dystopian future. It's
a what?
dystopian future?
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not going to be your Google, but it's not set in the 1800s. It's an alternate reality future where things have fallen apart and America's broken out in the Civil War.
Graded for us. What did it get?
It was really good. I would give it an 8 out of 10.
This Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 81%, and then their viewing audience gave it a 72%. I think the last time I've been into a movie was for a Disney movie. I've probably been to one movie in the last 7 years.
I'm with you. And that changed a lot when I got married and had kids.
That doesn't surprise me.
But on the road, Jeremy, you don't go to movies?
No. No, of course not. I'm not going to go on the road and go to a movie. I'm going to get some sleep in my hotel without children. Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
Now, would you go to a movie by yourself?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I used to be a movie snob, actually. I used to have it where I would try to watch. I would try. Well, people have called me pretentious, which probably tracks. I used to try to watch every movie that was nominated for Best Film, and I was pretty good at hitting about 75% of them for about a 3 to 5 year stretch. But that has died off. I probably watched two of those since COVID, probably.
Yeah, with married with kids and the wife isn't big on movies, that all changed. But I used to go to movies quite frequently. But occasionally on the road, I would go by myself. But I wasn't big on going to a restaurant by myself or going to a movie by myself.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
I would just order it.
Especially now with headphones, I could go and if I want to eat by myself before a movie, I could put my headphones in, listen to a podcast or listen to us on the app. But, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, there's plenty to do. I'd have no problem eating or going to a movie by myself. 713-780-ESPN. Mike in LaPorte, I guess, has a bone to pick with me. Mike in LaPorte, you're in the hive of the bees. What's up?
Yes, sir. It's kind of just a joke, but the thing that I think the bone I have to pick with you is you, sir, are completely underselling Gentle Bend. I drove down the road, the facility is right down the road from my house, and I just so happened to pass by and see the sign. I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat my future brother-in-law to that because he's a bourbon fan, and I am not. I went in there. And let me tell you, those smoked old fashions, they were going down super smooth. And the people are very welcoming, and they gave us a tour of the facilities. Any question we got to ask, they had answers for, and they were letting us know their process, where they're heading into the future. But, I'm kind of joking. But, yeah, I just feel like you are severely underselling Dinkle Ben as a joke.
Appreciate the call, Mike. I thought he was gonna have a legit argument.
I was really set up for that too.
I was ready to rock. I got in the front of my seat. I got on my toes. I had my elbows on the table. I was ready to rock. That's my fault if I'm underselling it. My bad, Mike. Instead of doing the live read, we're just gonna play back your call. It is fantastic. Those smoke old fashions are incredible. It's probably the best drink I've ever had. They do an unbelievable job. They're great. The vodka, the gin, the bourbon, the whiskey, it's all in my rotation. What's in yours? That was not, Mike, the check's in the mail. That was not.
Enjoy your drink. Don't work through your drink.
Yeah, that was not planned, but appreciate it, Mike. Yes, Gentle Bend is very good. It is smooth. It is delicious. It's the best in the business. And I'm going to call Mike later for some pointers on how to better sell.
I wonder if Mike has any thoughts on Allstate siding and windows.
Yeah, or he's Mike, balding.
Just buy things from all of our partners. We'd really appreciate
it. I gave
that.
My buddy Tony a bottle of Gentle Ben and had to explain to him the Presedo craftsmanship and the fact that the simple truth is you're not going to be hung over the next day. He's like, I had no idea. And then he tried. He's like, whoa. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
The more you know.
it's very good stuff. My buddy won some Gentle Ben the other day, and I'm not sure I'm going to give it to him. All right.
Oh,
anyway.
That's nice.
Every Friday, our car wreck of the day are the mean things you say to us. What are the meanest things that you've had to say to us this week? Mean text with the Killer Bees up next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
The time for Mean Text every Friday. Finish up our week. Our car wreck of the day are the mean things that you say to us throughout the week. Still time to get some stuff done. This guy wants to know what Bush League means. It's just something that's like, how would you describe Bush League? It's BS. It's BS. Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe
it. It's not illegal, but it's shady.
It's not fair.
Cheap. It's cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah.
It's kind of cheeky a little bit.
Yep.
You know, like you're gaining an advantage in a not morally correct way. Like pulling a chair out from somebody as they're about to sit. That's a Bush League move, you know? Kind of BS-y, Bush League. It's a baseball term, though, for like somebody pimping a home run. Like they're up 7-0 in the ninth inning. They hit a long home run, and then they, you know, peacock it around the bases. Bush League. That's Bush League. They still second base up by 10 runs in the ninth. That's Bush League. That's a Bush League thing to do.
Strike out four times, but then when they get a hit, they celebrate for
peacock
five
up to first
minutes.
Base. Yeah, yeah, it's usually a baseball term that you can use outside of baseball. That's what Bush League means. The text line's not happy with us for saying that you shouldn't go watch a movie on a week. Well, I guess I said it. I said it. Yeah,
I advocated. I've done it this week. I do it all the time.
Go get jobs, you bums.
Everybody, have a job.
Well, we work late. We'll get two jobs. Get two jobs.
Well, you got one now, Brian.
I do have two jobs.
Well, you have another one. You can just deliver eulogies now at funerals.
That's
and
right.
Make some extra
I'm about
coin.
To get a third job. About to get a third one.
Start being a creator. Start being an influencer. Be a sports entertainer.
Heel Turn Podcast every Sunday on Twitch.
Will you get credit for doing any work tonight?
Apparently two of the three hosts are running late, so I might be doing a couple segments with Paul.
Will they give you billing?
No, I'll be others.
That's right. You're just
I'll
still others.
That's right. Yeah. Draft coverage coming up at 6.
With others.
Guys that are late and others.
And Joe.
That are going to care. Who's running late?
Joe and Dell.
The show's running late?
No,
Joe has some extenuating circumstances. I don't know what's going on with Dell, but I'm sure he's got reasons as well.
That'll be good, though. I'll stick here. ESPN draft show coming up at 6 o'clock. Paul, Dell, Joe, and others. Brian and those others. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you're tuning into that. They're going to do a great job. I can't wait to listen to them when I'm done here. Somebody said it's called Bush League because a long, long time ago, minor league baseball was played, and the outfield wall was usually a row of bushes. I didn't know that. The more you know.
Sounds
thank
plausible.
You for,
I don't
thank
know.
You for explaining that.
Explaining I could see Bush it as being associated with Bush the Cardinals because the Bush family owned the Cardinals forever.
Great the joke.
Different Bush.
It wasn't even supposed to be a joke. I'm saying maybe it was something to do with.
Robert and Orange, the original term started off being known as a busher. Well, there you go. All right, the more you know. Appreciate the knowledge, guys. Thank you. All right, here are the mean things that everybody said to us throughout the week. 713-780-3776. I want the usual suspects back. We get this about once a week. Like, I don't have any feelings. And I don't. So, the Astros are the pink sheets. That was a pretty funny one.
Yeah, that was good.
After they blew the 1-0 lead. Jose Abreu gave up the home run. The Astros are the pink sheets. It's why we put them in the ground today. We put them 6 feet under. They'll rest in peace. The golden era of Houston Astro baseball.
Thank you, Undertaker.
Yeah. Today on the Statler and Waldorf show, we talk about how bad of an idea a tattoo in an event would be. This was us talking about the tattoos the other day. They called us old.
I know who those two guys are.
See, I didn't even know. I had to Google, and then I was like, oh, okay.
The guys on the balcony on the Muppet show.
Muppets, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I had no idea. I literally Googled it, and I was like, oh, okay, I've seen these guys before. I know what it is now. I could not have told you in 100 years that was Statler and Waldorf. I had no clue. No idea. Keith said that J.P. France should be on Reno 911.
Well, he does look
like call.
He looks like Travis Jr. from that show.
Yeah,
so.
The stash fits.
Yeah.
And the glasses.
That's a pretty good line, I think. I actually like that one. This is whenever Blankers wasn't here the other day. I'm just happy Joel isn't here today so I can actually listen. Your friendly neighborhood salesman.
Certainly
oh, he's
not
loved
nice.
Me forever. Yep.
Kinda
since the suspects. Yep.
Well, has he always been your friendly neighborhood salesman?
He was the friendly neighborhood beer salesman for a long time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and then switched it up because he probably switched jobs. Because he got fired because he sucks.
I wonder if he listens to us all the time, though. Sounds like he does.
I guess so.
Well, he would have to know
if
Joel's not
on. He has to tune in to know if I'm on or not.
Well, usually you want a good guy and a bad guy. I guess you're the bad guy and I'm the good guy for your friendly neighborhood salesman. And I'm probably the bad guy for the usual suspects guy. That old English H looks like a painted shirt from Astroworld back in the day. It's
not a bad call.
That's not a bad call at all.
Remember with the spray paint or the airbrush T-shirts?
Yeah, I don't know what you would call
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Those. Yeah,
was there
sure.
a name for that?
Airbrushing was the for the T-shirts.
I don't
was
there know like if an those art? Had a term
I don't
or
think
not.
That they did.
They probably did.
Yeah, I don't
but remember. I don't know what I know what you're talking about. There was a very unique style to those shirts.
Yeah. Yep, sure was.
Joel thinks he's great at everything, but is actually below average at everything.
Okay. Well, but I think I'm great at everything.
I don't think you think that, but it made me laugh. Dallas-Fort Worth Sports Radio is like listening to parents of the worst kid on a team gloat about how good their little loser is.
It's that bad.
Do you have a bunch of buddies that tell you about all their kids' accolades in Little League Baseball or softball?
Like
little Timmy went 9-for-13 this weekend against 8-under.
That it's strange, but like they coach too, and their kids play, and every conversation is like not just the stats, but then they start rifling off names, going, you know, when Veronica and you know and Cindy did, and I go, I have no idea who those kids are. I don't follow it that closely. I just want my kid to be okay and play okay.
Yeah, my group chat every now and then, it's like, can you believe what happened at our Little League game tonight? The umpire ended the clock 2 minutes early. Oh my goodness, that sounds awful. The horror of the umpire ending the game 2 minutes early so you can leave Little League Baseball. Unbelievable.
Go to some of these tournaments and the coaches want the ring more than the players.
Were you intentionally doing a Granato impression there?
No, I wasn't. No.
Sounded like
Nick on his commercial from Nick's Place.
Unbelievable.
Who like, doesn't?
Little League parent, Little League parent might be the worst parent. The umpire calling pitches an inch off the outside corner. Oh my goodness, the horror. How awful is that? 7-under baseball, the umpire's given the river. Can't believe it. Brian, absolutely an upgrade over Joe George. Took me about one show to determine that. So Joe's catching a little bit of strays, which is always something that happens. Cancel this show. Just arguing every day is bad radio.
Should we agree with each other on everything?
I mean, we discuss. Sometimes we argue.
Should we try to do that one day? Just like agree.
Just agree on everything?
Everything.
See, without giving him any how many people would notice?
2 + 2 = 5. What a great observation, Brandon. I'm thinking outside of the box there. I like the way you think. How awesome would that be?
I've had people tell me that we're not positive enough about the Astros. I'm like, they suck right now. What do you want us to do?
Okay, are they, 7-19?
Yes.
What are we supposed to say about
them? They have the same record as the Rockies. That's not supposed to happen.
I feel like we've actually been a little optimistic about them. Like, we certainly crushed them, but I feel like we're pretty optimistic that they're going to turn it around.
I think all three of us have said we expect them to get back in the race. And
yeah, I know for sure you two have said that today during the show. So
I've done it every time. I don't think either one of us is ready to bury him.
Sports LM, are you guys actually extra funny right now, or is happy hour kicking in? I clearly know the answer.
Was that today?
It's just literally just now.
Okay.
Like in current real
time. That's Lamont.
Is that Lamont in the Twitch?
Oh, yeah.
I think
Sports LM is Lamont. I didn't know that was from Twitch.
No, it's from Twitch.
Okay.
Joe probably miscalculated the math needed to know how long it would take to get there.
That's pretty good.
This guy could get on with the mean things, bad words, because we were kind of...
We were delaying it a little bit.
I'm sorry, but the usual suspects are the weakest show in the lineup at the time. Killer Bees are the strongest these days.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of both.
I think that's all we got today. All right. Very good. All your mean texts go to a worthy cause every Friday. Make sure
Have
you get those
weekend.
Mean texts in all the time. All those time. Make sure you send those mean texts in. All right. So do it for us. Thanks to Brian for doing the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. Coming up next, ESPN 97.5 Draft Show featuring the great Joe George, the better Paul Gallant, and the greatest of all time, Del Olalea, alongside others, including Brian McDonald. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.
ESPN 97.5.